That's pretty good. Give me another one, though, without him. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I've already been to Paris, already been to Rome. And what did I do but miss my home? I have been out west to California, but I miss the land where I was born. I can't help it, dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England, dum de dum de dum 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 day. I have seen old Israel's arid plain. It's magnificent, but so's Maine. I'm talking dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England, dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England, right away. Dum-de-dum-de-dum-dum-dum-day. Oh, one more time this way. Dum-de-dum-de-dum-dum-day. Oh, New England. Dum-de-dum-de-dum-dum-dum-day. Oh, New England. Go! Dum-de-dum-de-dum-dum-dum-day. Oh, I love New England. Dum-de-dum-de-dum-dum-dum-day.
Jump, jump. 13, I had a wrist like steel, and I felt complete. And now my body fades behind a brass charade, and I'm obsolete. But if the chance remains to see those better days, I cut the cannons down. My ears are blown to bits from all the rifle hits, but still I crave that sound.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our second installment of Oh Word, Word with DJ Mike OD. Got a very special guest co-host today, a good friend of mine, co-worker, Lior Kaufman. Want to introduce yourself over here?
Yeah, hey guys, name's Lior. I'm here to just, you know, bang some 80s music with Mike early in the morning before we head out to work together. So yeah.
Yeah. Lior's a big 80s music guy. I am myself as well. You know, so it'll work out. We just played, though, some goodies so far. We started off the day with Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers, New England, followed by The Police, Don't Stand So Close to Me, and Vampire Weekend, Giving Up the Gun. Solid song so far, I gotta say. Yeah. No.
Just a variety of feel-good 80s music just to get up in the morning, you know.
For sure. Although the last one was in the 80s, but you know, we'll probably play mostly 80s today. So, Lior, straight out of Queens, I think. Queens, New York.
Yeah. Queens area, yeah.
Queens area, all right.
Close to Long Island, but yeah.
Okay. Good looks. Is it first time on a radio show before?
Yeah, never been.
Cool. It's my second time on a radio show, so I mean, we're not that much apart.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, hope y'all are having a good morning, good Saturday morning. It's 7:12. Shout out to all five of my listeners right now. Shout out, love you guys. Thank you. But yeah. Yeah, so it should be a good day today. We'll be talking a little bit later, but right now I think we're gonna play some more music.
Yeah.
So Lior, wanna introduce our next song here?
Yeah, we're gonna play 8675309 by Tommy Tutone for you 80s guys.
Little Jenny.
Yeah.
Tommy Tutone. All right.
I know you're there.
right, a couple of good songs played right there. We just heard Tommy Two Tones 8675309, followed up by Talking Heads, This Must Be the Place. Some good tunes.
Yeah, I gotta say, This Must Be the Place. I think that's my favorite Talking Heads song.
Favorite Talking Heads song. You know, it's up there for me. I don't really know what my favorite one might be.
Burning Down the House is pretty solid. Psycho Killer.
It's a classic. It's a classic. Yeah. Once in a lifetime.
Yeah, that's true.
Big Talking Heads guy. You know, big David Byrne guy. It's a good band.
Yeah.
Can't knock it. Can't knock them, really.
Yeah.
But yeah. So how are you doing, Leoris? Like, fill me in on your life. What are you up to?
Well, I went to sleep at like 3:30 last night. Woke up today at 6. So, you know, doing pretty solid. It's actually so nice outside. I thought it was going to be like hard to get up, and like I thought I was going to be pretty groggy, but it's so nice out.
No, yeah, it's prime weather out there, folks, really. I don't know if you've been outside yet today, but I'd recommend it. You should go outside. It's some nice weather. Not too cold. You know, might wear a light jacket and you're good to go. That's all you need. That's all you need. But yeah. You can't knock it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to bed probably like 1-ish maybe. So I got a solid six and a half hours of sleep. You know, it's good enough, I guess. It'll have to do. But I'm here now, and this just invigorates me. This keeps me alive, right? Yeah. Being on the radio to all of our six listeners, five listeners, whatever it is. But, yeah. Our second show out here, I think it's going all right so far. Good set list. Some goodies coming up. Stay tuned for that. We're going to stick around with an 80s theme. Might deviate a little bit, maybe some 90s in there, who knows. I'm also a big 90s guy, but yeah, for now though, we'll stick with them 80s, and we'll play a favorite of mine from Joy Division. This is Love Will Tear Us Apart.
Yeah.
5 6. Run, runner, run, runner. Going faster, miles an hour. Burning dry, fast and stop and shop. With the radio on. I'm in love with Massachusetts. And the neon when it's cold outside.
Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature? Like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies. Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you. And discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. I'm a big outdoors guy. Personally,
yeah, same here.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of forests in Queens.
I wouldn't say that much. I'd say Queens is kind of like a hybrid suburb urban area. So probably okay. Not as much green as your average suburb, but
okay. Now the forest is a cool place, dude. You know, there's a lot of forests around. Go hiking, camping, you even fish? Who knows? I never actually went fishing, but
I've tried to fish a couple of times. Pretty bad at it. So
no success. No, I think I tried. I might try once with like some friends. I definitely got like the line stuck on somebody. I'm pretty sure it was just a bad time. It wasn't my cup of tea, really. But we did it. We tried it.
Yeah. No. I think it was 7. I was fishing with my mom, and like no success all day. Right. Just out there on a boat.
Yeah.
And I think my mom like tricked me into like she like got a fish out and she's like, oh, good job, like you got your fish out. She just like fooled me.
Pull a fast one on you.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I can't say that happened to me. I just didn't do anything with the fishing rod. You know, I had one though, and that's all that matters. I actually love the water though. You go on boats a lot. Like going on boats is mad fun.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm a big boat guy. I don't know. Do you get seasick at all?
Not really, but boat guy. You're saying like just like. Small boats or cruises or
small boats, yeah. You know, just like couple of your friends or whatever, hop on a boat,
yeah,
go cruise, and that's what I want to do, you know. But anyway, so you just heard Roadrunner by the Modern Lovers, and before that was Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division. So we're kind of sticking with, like we said, that 80s 70s vibe. I think, yeah, Modern Lovers was 75, so you know, late 70s, 80s, a good vibe overall. And yeah, we're talking as we're queuing up songs here, me and Lior, DJ Lior and DJ Mike OD. As we're talking, you know, we started chatting a little bit about different bands. And Lior, you have a I guess I would say a hot take on Billy Joel, the one and only Billy Joel. Do you want to share?
Yeah, no, I love Billy Joel. I think he's great. I just think he, you know, compared to like other bands like Police, like Hall & Oates, like I just think he's a little less experimental. I think like some people who don't listen to a lot of 80s don't like listen to a lot of these other bands that are out there, and like I love Billy Joel. He's great. Like Piano Man, Uptown Girl, New York State of Mind, all great songs, but I think just not necessarily, it doesn't sound like he's not really out there as much as like Hall & Oates. I don't know, a lot of their songs like Out of Touch, Private Eyes, like it seems like they're really experimenting, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, I kind of low-key agree with you. I think Billy Joel is very safe.
Yeah.
Very safe is the word I'd say. And you know, nothing against the man. Like you said, Piano Man, Uptown Girl is a classic. You know, it's just it wouldn't be what I would like voluntarily play. If I hear it, I'm gonna bop to it. But I don't remember the last time I ever said, you know, I'm gonna Billy Joel today. Like, this isn't the vibe I go for. But that's kind of blasphemy. I feel like though, I feel like a lot of people would be at you for even saying that Billy Joel's.
Yeah.
I said yesterday, I was talking to my friend, and I was like, yeah, I got my buddy that doesn't love Billy Joel, and honestly, neither do I. And then she's like, yo, what? those are fighting words around here, dog. I'm like, okay, sorry, but, you know.
I don't know. I just think, like, if you've ever listened to, like, Hall & Oates, like, Adult Education, it's just, like, I don't know. And I listened to it for the first time, I guess. I didn't really like it, but, you know, Hall & Oates is that kind of band where you really have to, like, listen to them over time to get their flow.
Could you say that they're kind of different sort of bands, though?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can say. Again, I'm just saying, like, in terms of, like, what you were saying, like, no. I feel like Hall & Oates is less, like, safe, you know?
Less safe? You know, I don't listen to enough Hall & Oates. What I heard, I do enjoy, but I don't listen to them enough. I should probably give some more try. Like you said, big 80s guys here. Hall & Oates, they got that guy with the sick mustache. I'm just looking at a picture right here. You know, it's a good band.
I would say the same thing with Police, though. Like, I feel like they're also not a very safe band, and people kind of pick and choose the songs they like with Police. So.
See, I don't love Police though. That's my thing. I just don't love Sting's voice. I think he kind of annoys me, like low key. But to each their own, I guess.
I get that. I think sometimes his voice does work though, like in some of the songs they sing. Like,
okay.
Like, okay. Wrapped around your finger. I think every breath you take, his voice like goes very well with the rhythm of the song.
It's a creepy song.
Yeah, it's a creepy song, but I think that's part of like the, you know.
No, it's that. Yeah, part of the charm. Yeah. Part of the charm. Maybe. But yeah, let's get back to the tunes. You don't want to hear us. This is DJ Mike O.D. and DJ Leo Kaufman, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we're talking about it. We might as well play them. This is Out of Touch by Hall & Oates.
This town has dragged you down. everybody's got to live their life, and God knows I've got to live mine. God knows I've got to live mine. William, William, it was really nothing. William, William, it was really nothing. It was your time. How can you stay with a fat girl who say, oh, would you like to marry me? And if you'd like to come by the ring, she doesn't care about anything. If you'd like to come by the ring, I don't dream about anyone except myself.
And we're back, playing a little Sugar Ray in the background right here. Trying to figure that out. I'm still new at this game, you know, and I realized I didn't love having just like absolute quietness behind us when we talked. It probably sounds kind of just like weird. So I'm trying to figure out a good volume right now for this without being too loud in the background. But we are playing Sugar Ray every morning in the background because it's a morning. But yeah, you had just heard Hall & Oates' Out of Touch, followed by The Smiths' William, It Was Really Nothing. One of my favorite songs, probably, by The Smiths, who are my favorite bands. But yeah. So, it is about, actually, it's exactly 7:45. And, you know, I want to get a segment on this show. It's kind of a, I'm still very new at the, like I was saying. But, I do want to do a segment. So what I'm thinking is, since the name of the show is word, our segment's gonna be, hey, what's the word? You know, that's idea. Gotta give that credit to DJ Declan Hayes, came in here last time. But so Lior, do you have a what's the word? Like, just like, you could say one word if you want to. You could just give me a couple of words. You can just tell me what's happening in your life. I don't really know.
I don't know. I've been pretty free recently, so I don't know. I think it's so nice outside. I think I'm just gonna try to take advantage of just playing some tennis. I haven't played tennis in a while.
Tennis, okay.
It's a passion of mine. I'm not that good.
Did not know that. Yo, we should square up sometime. Yeah, I actually love tennis. I'm not great at it, but I do love playing tennis.
I play doubles with three of my other friends. So
you play baseball at all?
Nah, not really.
Not a baseball guy.
My parents are Israeli, so baseball is never like a big thing, like in the family.
My parents are Irish. Baseball wasn't a big thing.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It was just in my community, baseball never really.
Weird.
Yeah, it's kind of strange, actually.
That is. But, you know, that's how it is. But tennis is mad fun. You play soccer at all?
Also not a big soccer guy. I'd say my biggest sport, basketball.
Hoops.
Yeah.
The hoops. Okay. Word. So that's word. what's my word? I went to visit my buddy yesterday over at Harvard. Super fun. And it's funny because I was saying to him, like, I'm like, dude, Harvard Square is so cool. Like, this is where I'd love to be around here. And he's like, bro, dude, Davis Square is cool. What are you talking about? Davis Square is way cooler than Harvard Square. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's funny. We kind of like envied each other's situation in a way. I don't know. I don't think he envied going to Tufts, but I think he envied Davis Square, though. Because they have their own perks. He was talking about mostly how the Davis Square has, like, better food options or whatever.
I know. If anyone's, like, wondering on, like, recommendations, if you want to go to Davis Square, I'd recommend Sugidama. It's a great sushi place.
Ooh, okay. Okay. So, That's the word on O Word. Word with DJ Mike O.D. and DJ Lior K. So we'll get out of your hair here. That was Every Morning by Sugar in the background. And we're gonna change up a little bit. I know we're doing the 80s, 70s. Last one was 90s, that vibe. But now I'm gonna put you on something real quick, right? I'm gonna put you on something. So my roommate, my buddy, his buddy dropped a song, and I'm gonna play that. You know, I listened to it once; it was pretty good. So I want to play that one again. This next one's called Fairmount Park by the Bantams, my roommate's friend's band. I hope you like it. We'll be right back.
me tell you the story of a man named Charlie on that tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, kissed his wife and his family, went to ride on the MTA. Did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie headed in his dime at the Kendall Square Station, and he changed for Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie could not.
This is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, Greg Allman. This is 91.5 WMFO. This is your guy, DJ Mike O.D., and DJ Lior K. So you just heard two up-and-coming artists, I guess you could say. You heard the Bantams, Fairmount Park, followed by a classic song covered by a very good up-and-coming band, Solancha, means cheers in Irish. But you just heard Charlie and the MTA, a classic song. It's the story of the Charlie card, really. A good little ditty there. That's kind of it for the show today. Lior, what do you think? Are you feeling good?
Yeah, no, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on, dude. Anytime, honestly. I definitely don't want to be getting up at 6:30 by myself, so I would always appreciate people coming on the show, supporting the boys, really, just coming out. Yeah. And so I think we have time for, we don't have time for a full song, but we can play a song, kind of outro. And Lior, what do you want to play here?
The Boys of Summer by Don Henley.
Boys of Summer, Don Henley. It's feeling like summer out there, folks. Have a good one. You were listening to A Word with DJ Mike O.D. and guest host DJ Lior Kaufman. Have a good one.